Well, Dale, how would you sum up the day there for Hampshire?
I think it was some hard yards here for the guys. I was trying to think of anything we could have maybe done differently, and I don't think we could have. You know, I think the wicket had a bit in it in the morning, and that was maybe your chance to really make inroads. And we got the first couple of wickets. Probably didn't bowl as well as we could as a group there in the morning session, but you know, the wicket's definitely a good deck, and it flattened out as the ball got a bit older as well. One or two chances, but I think, you know, pretty good batting from two young cricketers. You know, there's always, you get guys that bat well and then get a 70 and give you a chance, and you know, these two have really batted. I'm sure how, you know, Jimmy Adams would have wanted them and been wanting them to play, and they just never gave us a chance. And I think that's been the difference. Some really good batting on a good pitch. I don't think they've got away from us. I think the bowling was pretty tight, and you know, we pretty much did as much as we could. Yeah.
Bad toss to lose?
Well, it seems like it now, but you know, after the first five overs, it looked like the ball was going to, you know, do a little bit for that session. But it's still only day one. You know, we have got a decent batting lineup, and if we can keep things fairly even going into those last sessions, last day, anything can happen. If there's a bit of rough there, then you know, we'd back ourselves to still be in the game. Tomorrow morning is probably important. There was a little bit there this morning. If we can get a couple of wickets, hopefully get six, I would say, not being too greedy. Get 2 points out of the, you know, from a bowling point of view, because every point counts, and then obviously go about our batting well, then there may be still a chance of a result at the end, you know, in day four.
A couple of difficult selection calls. Obviously Tahir, you had to play Tahir, but no Danny Briggs.
No, I think, yeah, very tough on Dan. I think he's been so consistent, and he's improved a lot, and him and Dawes have bowled really well together. You had to make that call a couple of months ago, though, when we knew Abbott wasn't going to be here, and we might have been in a position where you have to win both games, and I think someone like Tahir gives you that, you know, that opportunity. We're not in that situation at the moment. We might be in the last game, but also shows how important the Leicester game was. So you know, we are playing really good cricket, and I think today just showed we weren't by any means poor. We stuck out there. It was just a really tough day out in the field on a pretty good deck, and you expect that in first-class cricket.